Welcome to Health Talk with the Valley Health System, presented by the Valley Health System. I'm Ivo Terra, and today my guest is Dr. Hassan Hashmi, a board-certified and fellowship-trained general and colorectal surgeon with Las Vegas Surgical Associates, who specializes in minimally invasive and robotic surgery techniques. Our topic? Advances in robotic and minimally invasive surgery, what patients need to know. Dr. Hashmi, thank you for joining me.
Ivo, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's level the playing field at the beginning. Can you tell me the difference between traditional open surgery, minimally invasive surgery, and robotic-assisted surgery?
That's a question I get asked a lot, both by patients and even by medical residents. It's one of my favorite topics to explain because it shows how far surgery has evolved in just a generation. In traditional open surgery, we make a large incision to directly reach the area we need to operate on. It gives us excellent visibility, but it also means more pain, a longer recovery, and a visible scar. Then came minimally invasive or laparoscopic surgery, where we operate through small incisions using a tiny camera and long instruments that reduce trauma significantly. Robotic surgery takes that to the next level. It's still minimally invasive, but now I control robotic instruments from a console that gives me 3D magnified vision and wrist-like precision inside the body. The robot doesn't work on its own. Every movement comes from me. But it gives me a level of control that's simply not possible with the human hand alone. I remember one case early in my robotic practice, a patient with rectal cancer located deep in the pelvis. Traditionally, open surgery would have meant a large incision and possibly a permanent colostomy. Using the robotic approach, we were able to remove the tumor completely while preserving normal function. He was walking the same evening and home in 2 days. Weeks later, he sent a photo of himself at his child's soccer game. That's when you realize this isn't just about technology, it's about restoring people's lives.
So clearly, the quality of life is improved when there's, you know, less big wounds to deal with. So I want to ask you specifically about the benefits of robotic surgery compared to open surgery.
That's something I get asked frequently in clinic, especially by patients facing complex colorectal conditions like cancer or diverticulitis. The biggest advantage of robotic surgery is precision. The robotic system allows me to operate in tight, delicate spaces like deep in the pelvis, where traditional instruments are often limited. The 3D visualization magnifies everything up to 10 times, allowing us to identify and preserve critical structures such as nerves that control bladder and sexual function. For patients, that means less pain, less blood loss, and often a quicker return to normal life. One of my most memorable cases was a gentleman with rectal cancer who was understandably anxious about his surgery. He had heard from others that open surgery would mean a difficult recovery. Using a robotic approach, we successfully removed his tumor minimally invasively. He was walking the same day and went home after just 2 days. At his follow-up, his biggest concern was when he could get back to golfing. Moments like that remind me why this technology matters so much.
Are there any specific risks or complications that come with robotic surgery?
That's an important question, and it's one I address with every patient. Every surgical approach, be it open, laparoscopic, or robotic, carries some risk. What matters is understanding them and choosing the best approach for each patient. With robotic surgery, the general risks are similar to other minimally invasive techniques: bleeding, infection, anesthesia-related concerns. But the overall complication rate is often lower because of the precision the robot allows. People sometimes ask if the robot could malfunction or operate on its own. And I always smile because that's a Hollywood myth. The robot is 100% surgeon controlled. It's a tool, a very sophisticated one, but it doesn't think or act independently. In fact, one of the reasons I value the robotic system is that it enhances control and safety, not the opposite.
Right. So it's not going to like take off and go try to find Sarah Connor. So let's talk about recovery time. You've talked about this a bit, but let's be very specific. How does the recovery time for either robotic or laparoscopic surgery compare with traditional surgery?
That's a great question. That's one of the most rewarding aspects of my work, seeing how quickly patients recover compared to just a decade ago. In open surgery, patients often stayed in the hospital for several days and took weeks before returning to work or daily activities. With robotic or minimally invasive surgery, many go home the same day or within 24 hours. A memorable example was a teacher who underwent robotic colon surgery. She was not so worried she would miss the end of the school term. We performed the surgery on Thursday, and she was home by Saturday, sending lesson plans to her students by Monday. So that kind of a rapid recovery doesn't just help physically, it preserves a person's sense of normalcy and independence. And that, to me, is just as important as the technical aspect of the operation.
Her students may have something to say about that, but yes, I certainly do agree. So this all sounds great. Clearly, robotic surgery is the way we should do everything, but I know that's not the case. I'll ask you specifically, is robotic surgery available for all types of procedures or only certain conditions?
That's a great question again. That's something I often clarify for patients. Robotic surgery isn't the right tool for every single case, but its applications are expanding rapidly. In my practice, I use it for a wide range of procedures, so hernias, colons, and rectal cancers, diverticulitis, and even certain complex pelvic surgeries. It's also used extensively in urology, gynecology, and thoracic surgery. That said, surgical judgment still matters more than technology. Every patient's anatomy and condition are unique. Sometimes robotic surgery is ideal. Other times, a laparoscopic or open approach remains the safest choice. In the end, technology enhances our ability to care for patients, but the art of surgery is still human. That combination of skill, empathy, and innovation is what makes this field so extraordinary.
Dr. Hassan, thank you for joining me and sharing all of this real good news about all these advances in medical technology. I am sure the listener got everything out of this. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It was great talking to you.
Once again, that was Dr. Hassan Hashmi, a board-certified and fellowship-trained general and colorectal surgeon with Las Vegas Surgical Associates. For more information, go to valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Again, that's valleyhealthsystemlv.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Ivo Terra, and this has been Health Talk with the Valley Health System. Thank you for listening. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of the Valley Health System. The system shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. Individual results may vary. There are risks associated with any surgical procedure. Talk to your doctor about these risks to find out if robotic surgery is right for you.